Stream C with recommendations 5 and 6 of the improvement, at-large improvement plan. So we are going to follow an agenda. First of all, have you looked at SWOT lesson version 3? It's important to look at it because it's the most recent document produced and it contains the most number of documents we will be using today. So let me get back to my agenda here, to my program or schedule. So we have a review of the feedback of work session 1 for LAC. I don't remember who. I think Olivier, who's my co-chair. Nobody has said anything yet about that. Yes, that's what we presented the day before yesterday. So let me repeat the review.
Leadership working session 1. C'est avant-hier, ça. Okay, so no, y a pas eu de feedback.
So there was no feedback on point 2. Go ahead.
There was no additional feedback, but of course we had received feedback earlier on the SWOT, and those were incorporated, and Seth has very kindly put them all on one sheet, and we now are ready to go to the next stage. Thank you.
Merci, Olivier. Alors,
thank you, Olivier. So the second point now, the compilation of all the feedback we have received and the preparation of a proposal for the final report. So the basic document is SWOT version 3. For the preparation of the points in the final report, we will begin with Olivier before the session 1, and we highlighted certain proposals. Now everyone needs to participate in this work. If you would like us to read the SWOT, I don't know if that's the right way to proceed, if it's the right method, but how can we prepare these elements of the final report?
Thank you, Gianni. I have a suggestion. It's Olivier here. I have a suggestion, which is to look at the Google document that we have and look at the different points that we have on the Google document and take as we go along where we have got an answer for it. And I think we've actually already done parts of the ones which were straightforward. As for the ones which ask for input from the SWOT, we then map the input from the SWOT to that answer and propose an answer on that. There are not that many of them which require input from the SWOT, and I don't think we need to read the whole SWOT because most of the input is about, I think, threats and weaknesses and anything we can improve on there. So the strengths we already know about, that you can't improve a strength, but you can improve the rest. Thank you.
Set.
Thank you. I just wanted to point out that we are right now attempting to put up on the screen both the SWOT and the simplified outline, the Google document, to make this easier. Thank you.
Olivier, do you think that this work can be done in this session? No, I don't have. We have to open it. That's it. We don't have it. Seth, can we have it on the board? Okay. Olivier, go ahead.
I'm not sure what's going on here, but we had two microphones on this side, and one has disappeared.
So we had four on this table, and there's only three now. Oh, have I just? I think I've just taken your glasses.
Do you want this one? It's okay.
No, I have taken your cup as well.
I didn't bring one.
You didn't? Oh, sorry. No, did I bring it? Did it's, I take, it's yours.
Because you're squeezed in here. You're not supposed to be here at the next time. Because you're squeezed in.
I'll take that.
I just saw a seat.
No. There were two microphones that were there.
Okay, this is a live one if you want.
Oh, excellent. Oh, wow.
Thank you. Now we have, yeah, a lot more. Okay, So I think we'll go task by task, and I'll ask on Seth to give us a tick or a green light on whether we've done that or we haven't done that. Is that okay? So 5.1, strategic planning, ALAC processes, and it looks like it was done. You can see on the status on the right, and the action items was consider scheduling regular meetings of ALAC's Finance and Budget Subcommittee, and as we mentioned 2 days ago, that is done. That is regular, and we've actually expanded the size of the ALAC Finance and Budget Subcommittee, which now includes also members of the regions. Is that ticked? With a mic, if you don't have a mic.
Sorry, I don't have a name. Seth Green, do I need to really? Yes, Olivier, thank you.
I'm sorry, you know, it's cumbersome, but it has to be done for the record.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. Thanks. 5.1.1, review current processes within at large used to contribute to strategic planning. And we did a number of flowcharts, and I think that they're quite explanatory. Do we have to do any more than that?
I believe not, actually. I believe 5.1.1 is done.
Do we have a tick?
Yes, we have a tick.
Excellent. Thank you. So 5.1.1.1. During 5.1.1, review above, identify any barriers. And it says here that, and you can't see it on the screen, and it would be good if somebody scrolled down so others would know what we're talking about, if it works. It says here, primary barrier appears to have been personnel related, but more information will appear from the SWOT. So, barriers to the current processes within at-large used to contribute to strategic planning. I think by having the old process and the new process charted, we have seen a marked improvement, and the improvement is still taking place now, as we were in the meetings this week. If we have a look on the SWOT with regards to strategic planning, so that's on the right-hand side. It would be good to look at the strengths we know, but if we could look at the weaknesses and to the right-hand side, yeah. Now, can we map something from there? Oh, Cheryl has her hand up. Cheryl?
I just want to remind you that what we're discussing is 5.1.1, which is review, identify. We've done that. It's called the SWOT. Now, if you move to 5.1.2, you might want to bring some things in from the SWOT to the... So we've actually moved... We need to move what you're doing now into 5.1.2.
But identifying of barriers, there might be a barrier listed in our SWOT.
And that's not the problem. It doesn't ask you to list them. It says identify them. You did. You did the SWOT. So you just refer to the SWOT.
Point taken. Point taken. Okay. Right, so 5.1.2 is the proposal of the measures to eliminate any barriers, and so the barriers that we are seeing here are as follows. Specific details of at-large strategy are not well-defined or easily understood. How do we remedy that? I would imagine that we would need to specify an at-large strategy and perhaps an overall strategy. I mean, parts of the at-large strategy are known, but perhaps the recommendation then would be that at-large would... Well, any suggestions on...
I have a suggestion. I propose a suggestion.
Oh, please.
Domain names.
Just a second. My name is Michelle Sanderson. I propose that domain names in your addresses that you have to... You have to standardize it somehow. I don't know how yet, but all over the globe, however we're getting domain names is not nobody's doing it the same way.
Thank you. Yes, Cheryl.
Perhaps what we need to do, because if we look to the... Cheryl Langdon Orr here. I really do think if he says yes, Cheryl, in the next sentence is my words, I'll work out that the woman is Cheryl, but that's just me. The specific details of at-large strategy are not well defined or easily understood. I don't actually easily understood or know how to define what that is saying. What do we mean by an at-large strategy? Perhaps what we might want to be asking is what is our vision and what is our mission? And having established either a vision and a mission, we can get towards a strategy to meet those end games. But at the moment, I think what we're asking in the SWOT, I mean, that's shorthand for, I think, something slightly bigger. So if we're looking for a recommendation, I would suggest that to have a clearly articulated vision and mission for at large is a recommendation that we can make.
is this not already done? Because I thought at large's mission statement has already been there. So.
Well, I would have thought that being the voice of the internet end user in ICANN was a fairly clear thing. Now, if this is how we strategize to make that heard, then very much of what Work Team D has done in all of its policy development processes and workflows is the answer to that. So if you want to take a cross across to that and say this has been picked up in the look and review at the mechanisms for interaction between public and at large with ICANN, maybe, but I'm not sure what we're trying to say with specific details of at-large strategy. Yeah, or is it, obviously, it's me being bloody-minded and difficult.
Sintra.
Perhaps the thing is, seeing as we know what our strategy is and we know what our purpose is, maybe we can define clearly when we should refocus ourselves to see what direction we're taking in terms of policy development and that kind of thing. Is it on a bi-monthly basis that we, or, you know, at each ICANN meeting? Or
I think that we're discussing operations here. We're not actually discussing strategy. Not specific to you, but I think, Cheryl, you also mentioned Work Team D. Is that not operations, though, the workflows and so on? That would be more in operations than strategy, so I don't think that would be suitable.
No, the facilitation.
Facilitation okay.
Is... Okay. The strategy, the mechanism is what Work Team D has done.
Okay.
To facilitate the voice of. So if we just change the mission, vision, statement and say to facilitate is the strategy, I'm happy. But gobbledygook, I'm not.
Okay, Seth, have you noted that? Okay. Translations. Number is limited. Delays exist. This is something which is in hand. The response to that was that, of course, we had several meetings with the language services, so this is well in hand. Lack of clear strategic targets for the whole at-large community, ALSs, RALOs, and ALAC. I think that this is all being drawn up as well, and that's probably related to AW1 as well. Any input from anyone here?
Just a reminder, Cheryl, that on that one with the language services policy, that's one where we have a nexus with work of another work team. So as long as we remember for that to be woven together.
Okay, then lack of sufficient and updated skills, technical knowledge, social. Is that social? I see social. Social and political agenda of ICANN. Comments. Increased risk of applying the capabilities of an ALS or in an entire sidebar. Is it a sidebar?
No.
Right, since we have members of LACRALO here, could we please have an explanation about the meaning of that paragraph, please? Thank you.
Specifically, which paragraph? Which paragraph? The second paragraph.
through your comments. Lack of sufficient and updated skills, okay. Increased risk. And then there is, in theory, the possibility that Relo can be captured. All that.
Yeah, yeah. Listed that way, I know what the discussion was behind that every paragraph. So listed that way, there.
Can you please say your name, Andres?
Sorry, Andres.
Thank you.
listed as I see now, they don't look good at all. But the meaning wasn't so severe as it could appear right now. Maybe the second paragraph is the more... I don't know if some of you can ask any question about what they don't understand. But I think the second paragraph has some warning, an internal discussion about Lacrallo members and their profiles and how our or their profiles are not mostly technical. So there's a slight and eventual and very narrow window of opportunity or possibility for some entity, regional or worldwide, to push for a vision and to succeed in the way capture is very tricky here. But I guess any other of my colleagues could also jump here, but what the meaning was related to how maybe an actor, an organization, a registry, a registrar, a government could in some place push for a vision, and this characteristic, this lack of technical profile for many members of the RELO could also could not filter that that intention for that actor.
Thank you, Andres. That helps. And so now what we have to think of is what are we going to put on our document on the left-hand side as far as responding to this. How are we going to go about, or what do we suggest to avoid this situation or to at least minimize the risk of this happening? Andres?
Yeah, this is Andres. well, we also discussed about this because it's an important concern for the region. One of the main issues is that regarding internet users from any other regions, most of the conflict or potential conflicts or the challenges are global for us. We have this bottom-up process, we have this regional representation, the cultural differences, the particular visions, but many the interest, the public interest of the internet users is mostly global. So thinking, acting regionally, discussing regionally, but thinking global and being connected and having a strong communication system between ALAC and the other RELOs and the, not only the RELO leaders but also the ALAC representatives, being aware about, and also LAS's members, being aware about the global discussion could be some useful tool in order not to be isolated discussing some technical issue. I think this the current mechanisms are sufficient, I guess, to follow this global perspective. I don't know what's your opinion, Silvia, Sergio, Carlton, Sintra, Dev, but I think that the current tools we have, they're pretty good. They're sufficient.
I'll respond to that. Well, at the moment you're telling us about the flow of information, but at the same time you spoke to us about the possibility of capture. I was looking for a solution regarding the possibility of capture.
Well, Andres again. Yeah, because what I said, the possibility of capture is not that like some entity buying the will of the representatives. It's just that they are providing an input, and a strong input, and not having technical profiles for the many of the members could make also that vision could pass or could be the regional vision from the internet users in a regional perspective, and it's some sort of capture. I don't know if it is the right word. I guess this was developed in Spanish, and the word capture was a translation. So the communication flow is very important to prevent that to happen. That's why I answered about the communication flow.
That's the answer, I think, that we're looking for. Dev?
Thank you, Chair. David Antletsin. I think what the attempt was trying to say was that the way the wording was, and I think part of the words didn't actually come onto the wiki there, the sentence was to read, increased risk of applying the capabilities of an ALS or an entire relo in support of a pattern or policy favoring a single provider or provider group. For example, if I recall the discussion during a conference call, it was that an ALS can be involved in a relo but may have different interests. So ALS may be saying, the internet users may have, in my ALS supports this, be it a new GTLD or so on, and may have a financial interest in, say, that new GTLD. I think that's the thing about capture, and that's the thread of the talk there.
Okay, Sergio.
Muy bien, muy bien.
I will speak in Spanish. I am Sergio. I will read what we wrote because, as Andres said before, and also Deb, we might have a problem with the translation. Increasing, growing of applying the capacities of applying the ALSs of a RALO in favor of a policy model favoring one provider or group of providers. For example, with new GTLDs, new opportunities of uses CCTLDs as if they were generic, and other changes in the market of domain names. So perhaps this might clarify what we have been saying before. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Sergio. So the recommendation is to have increased communication so as to avoid that. Is that, that's what I caught?
Yes, Cheryl here. I think if we're trying to formulate a recommendable, something that we can say Work Team C recommends to the ALAC that, to minimise this risk, which is a well-identified and well-articulated one, that we need to ensure a diverse, vibrant, effective and well-informed set of at-large structures and members of regions being involved, or something like that. Is that getting to where you think the answer might be?
Cheryl, this is Andres. I think you are in the right path. I also would add to this suggestion that when some input is provided from an external agent from the industry or governments, the diversity or the different, the possibility of having different voices, we already know that this is already a core of our principles, but being particularly aware about that maybe could be also a suggestion we can make to the rest of at large.
I think, Cheryl, again, I think if the work team recommends that ALAC gets a set of standards and expectations in concert with the regions and existing ALSs organised, that things like probity, things like a minority statements, things like the due diligence and continuous disclosure of conflicts of interest, such things would be part of those sets of expectations. And it may be that in the future we ask our ALSs and our clusters of individual members to sign up to that sort of standard a lot along the track in the next reiteration or something.
Sherin, Olivier,
Cheryl.
2 seconds.
Yes,
sorry,
Andres.
That is also what I mean about the current tools, the current communication tools and the flow of information and other tools. are sufficient, because I've been in at-large for five years now, and I'm very active following the discussions, maybe not that active in providing input, but I haven't seen any of these examples in 5 years, so we are in the right path. So I think that the recommendation is that we should be aware, because we are getting bigger and bigger, and if everything is getting more complex, so we should be aware about that, but this didn't happen at all in 5 years.
Okay, noted. Thank you very much, Andres. I have to remind you, though, that this would be at large level. The RELOs also have their part to do in this, so maybe we have to note that in the lists. Okay. Lack of minimum requirements for the incorporation of the at-large ALSs. That's really something which I don't think would fit in the at-large itself. This is something between the RELOs and their ALSs, isn't it? It basically asks RELOs to asks ALSs to have a minimum set of requirements as whether they do outreach, whether they go out and get more people, etc. I mean, this is top down. This looks top down. Sergio.
I will speak in Spanish. I am Sergio. When we say this, and I want you to understand it clearly, I remember having participated in other institutions, in other international institutions, where I was asked to submit balance sheets, memos, the legal and existence of the organization. And this is somehow, when we do the request or the applications for the ALSs, this is not so, because we see how the bylaws are sent, but, for example, the balance sheets of the organization are not requested. We do not have the hard copies of the changes in the board and the balance sheets of these organizations. And I think this might be something that generates problems in the existence of the organization.
Yes, Sergio, this is a very interesting piece of information, but I'm wondering if we're not in contradiction with the preceding session earlier this morning, when we said that at each RALO level, we should define our internal rules. Now, if we're asking for a mechanism to be transparent, of transparency, to be accountable, in ALSs, I'm wondering if we're asking ELAC and others to take care of that, maybe we're not in line with what was requested this morning earlier.
The thing is that this is Sergio speaking. When we apply as an ALSs, we are not applying to the RELO, but to the ALAC. When an organization applies for it, they submit a form which is managed or received by not the RELO, but ALAC. So this is the question.
Actually, no, it's sent to ALAC, but then the regions are asked about the application, and it is the regions that then provide the information to ALAC on whether the application should be allowed or not.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. Sergio is literally correct. The ALAC approves or not under the bylaws.
Well, the ALAC approves,
and I think that's his point. I understand,
okay.
And we have gone through hell and high water to make sure that we engage the RALOs. So Sergio is correct, but we have gone through a lot to make sure we engage the RALOs to get the due diligence and the local advice. However, please, a bona fide going to financials, and we don't do that degree in due diligence. I don't believe we should do that degree in due diligence, but there are publicly available files, and in due diligence they do Google searches, and so any financial record that is public would be accessible. The problem is you bring barriers to smaller organisations, to organisations whose business privacy, personal privacy and protection of the safety of their members is an issue in some regions, right? And we have an issue with how then do you have equity for individual members coming in. And that is very difficult in some regions. So just be careful that you're wishing for something that might become extremely problematic. And I can think of parts of my region which will walk out of the room if you go down that pathway.
Thank you, Cheryl. Sergio, we need to... Okay, just a small one, please. Sergio.
No, solo.
Just to mention something, we are in the right path. Perhaps we don't have to be very careful with it, but at least we must get some questions resolved at the time of approving or allowing some ALSs.
Thank you, Sergio. Andres.
We discussed internally about this in Lagrallo. Sergio has, as you saw, a strong position. We allowed this matter to be included in the outcome of the regional working group because we wanted to discuss this globally. Many other members, and I include myself, I don't want to leave you alone, Sergio, but many other members are not so worried. Maybe me in particular was involved in the regional process and in the regional advices for the years, and I see that staff makes a due diligence, the regional officers make a recommendation to ALAC, ALAC has an internal discussion, and then they vote. And so we have a process, and the process has brought us to where we are now, which is 120 LASs. But maybe the interesting part is was to have this discussion that was inside Lagrallo globally. That was the goal for us to put in that phrase.
Thank you very much, Andres. Evan, you wanted to?
I just want to make sure that we're very clear about what question is supposed to be answered by going by looking at financials. Looking at them for their own sake, I'm not sure has much value. My only concern or the only value of seeing anything to do with that, in my opinion, would be seeing if a certain kind of sponsorship money would come in that would indicate a potential for capture. But outside of that, I can't see any value to ALAC of knowing what an ALS's financials are. I would go a step further in saying it. I would want to encourage even unincorporated bodies or even groups that have nothing in common but an occasional shared meeting space or a common area on Google Groups and indeed have no finances at all would still be suitable as an ALS in many instances. So I'm just concerned about having that kind of requirement might be exclusive rather than inclusive.
Thank you, Evan. Carlton.
I want to totally endorse what Evan just said. Our business is policy. What I'm interested in is knowledge, what they have to offer. I really don't care if they have 2 cents to knock together. What is important for, again, we continue to build these castles in the air. There is no need for me to know about the finances of an ALS. Because I can, on advisement, reject any suggestion that they might wish to have, singly or severally. That is why we have it arranged that way. Going down the path of asking for financials is the wrong way to go. I will not accept that.
Thank you very much, Carlton. And Sergio, I'll leave you with the last word on this. I think we've really covered this subject upside down. So please, Sergio.
What Evan says is right. The balance sheet topic is just to show the existence of the organization. We are not caring about the amount of money that they have. And apart from that, we have to take into account the money that they have and the funds that they might get, you know, for them to be able to define policies within the ALAC group. Thank you very much.
Sergio. I think we'll move on to the next scope. We don't seem to have consensus on this, so we'll move to the next thing, which is the loss of at-large resources and the training of volunteers removed from community or no longer participating. And that certainly is a barrier to the strategic planning processes because of the knowledge that is known about previous planning processes. So, Seth, I would say that does anyone have a suggestion as to what recommendation to be taken from that? I think it's pretty straightforward. Recommendation that at large... Here, total silence.
Olivier, Cheryl here. I'm asking you, because you said you thought that was pretty straightforward. I see it as a non-event. You know, so someone comes and benefits. I'm reading this wrong, but there is a concern that there are at-large resources that have been put in and then people then leave the community and go play in some other part of the ecosystem. Well, damn good luck and well done. Let's train another lot. We might have a healthier ecosystem all round. I don't see that in any way, shape or form as a barrier to at-large involvement in ICANN processes. I just... don't see that.
I think that, thank you, Cheryl. I think that has to do more with IT, actually, and with resources to be able to store any knowledge from previous people within at-large that goes further than the actual, just the documents that the standard at-large storage currently has.
Thank you for the clarification, Cheryl. Again, if you're asking for an effective knowledge management system to be created in our community, that is a wonderful suggestion and one that I would certainly be reinforcing in the ALAC. Because that's beyond the loss of members. That's even those of us that are still in the community. We need a knowledge management system and we need ability for materials. I mean, you know, so Heidi, what would happen if I had a stroke, dear? If I stroked out and my brain died, how would you fare with your history of what goes on, where and how? Just a quick answer.
I would feel very uncomfortable because you are the institutional knowledge.
That's scary. That knowledge needs to be recorded.
So we are in agreement. Okay, Seth, you've got that noted? Okay, thanks. Right. The next, well, it's not action item. It goes in the recommendations that the working group will make. Okay. Moving on. Darlene.
Darlene Thompson, I just had a really quick question on that. I mean, what are you actually recommending? That volunteers can never leave?
No.
You know? If not, I'm getting out of here now. Because there will always be a rotation of volunteers. And frankly, that just expands how many people do have an understanding of ICANN and at large. If I leave, someone else will come in. They will add their own substance and flavor.
Cheryl here, darling, that was my original point. If it's about people, I don't understand it as a problem. It's a good thing. You know, let's train more people, have more people through. If it's about knowledge that we hold, then, yeah, that should be retained in the organisation. So that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Next one, the lack of presence of fair representation from low-income memberships from the digital divide. I have a question with regards to how that fits with strategy. Evan.
I can't myself speak to that, but I think that came from Eric. And I think the issue was, for instance, in Naralo, there are, with the exception of Darlene's CAP organization, there's very little representation from Aboriginal. There's very little representation from a wide spectrum of the diversity that makes up a country or a region, And again, I'm having a hard time trying to speak for Eric, but I believe the point that that was being made here is that if possible, that the nature of the outreach should try and be diverse as possible, not just go to the ISOCs and the usual people that are already up on this stuff, but make an explicit attempt to try and go to economic sectors, social sectors that wouldn't normally find themselves in internet governance.
Thank you, Evan. How would that fit with the strategic planning?
I don't think it fits with 5.1.2. I think it's already been covered in our recommendations on 5.1.1.1.
Thank you, Cheryl. Move on next, then. Unclear of the integration of the disabled communities, the WCAG 2.0 compliance. How does that fit with strategic planning? Can someone please explain this to me? All right, since...
I think that's just an extension of the same kind of diversity issues that were dealt with in the previous one.
Okay, next one. No separate committee on mobile internet issues, i.e. internet on smartphones, iPads, Motorola, Zoom, etc. And there's some free advertising there. Now, I'm not sure how this fits with strategic planning again. And if can we scroll down to the next one, please? Please, Andres.
I think, sorry, now I see the other RALO has some same issues that we previously faced. Maybe I can understand that the dynamic could have been like the same as us. People throwing ideas, and the ideas are noted, and maybe some of them are like a minority report or a minority position in the RALO. So maybe... we are demanding too much for those every item from this list, and it happened the same in the CRALO, I think.
Thank you, Andres, for the precision. I was going to mention that this SWOT was supposed to be refined and reduced in size through previous meetings, which were conference calls, and unfortunately, a handful of people ended up on the conference calls. And most of the statements which you see there are there only because no one managed to speak against them. So in the benefit of the doubt, they were kept there. And this is why we're in the position that we are in today. So perhaps that's something which we should, you know. But it's okay, this clarified now. Seth?
I was just going to add, Olivier, that in fact some have... Sylvia has helped us enormously to clarify certain of the points. Yes, I was present and can bear witness to what you said.
Okay, and then we have the threats. I guess that we can find something to go against the threats as well. My recommendations from these. Lack of funding limits outreach. Well, I think we've worked on that already, so can... Work in progress. Lack of volunteers reduces time spent on strategic issues. Work in progress and outreach, I think, is the word, isn't it? So I hope that, Seth, you're recording all this. Or
well, Olivia, when if there's not going to be any proposal coming out of okay. it, if these are works in progress from
all
other...
Right.
But perhaps the work team would like to make a proposal regarding outreach in light of... That, for example, that threat, you know, I don't know.
Well, I think it's already in progress, so I can't imagine that we need to propose something that already exists. It's like reinventing the wheel. Lack of established feedback loop from ICANN, that's work in progress, and in fact, that I think is not in place anymore. We have received a lot of feedback. Loss of ICANN credibility if at-large does not grow. So, it's a threat to ICANN, I guess. Yeah. If bottom-up process is broken or at-large strategy is not considered, loss of local support and loss of stakeholder input. So that's definitely something that affects at large. And this is something which I think has been already mentioned in our meetings with finance and in our proposals. I'm not sure if there's a proposal that we need to make out of that, because it's, again, work in progress. We've gone ahead of the actual proposal in already engaging the works. Any comments on this? Sure.
Thank you, Olivier. I actually think that with the right wording of the work team recommends to the ALAC that, and then ensure that we reiterate the importance of the diversity in outreach, and that we are cognizant of these things, and that the communication and feedback loops, that we're diligent on communication and feedback loops being closed. And that we note that there has been considerable... So that's what we recommend ALAC does. And then, you know, I really think we can put this one to bed. I think those are sort of consequences that we need to be aware of if our plan doesn't work. But while we continue in the current pathway... Yes, it's a threat, but it's one that's a potential rather than something coming at us from the horizon or affecting us now.
May I suggest a possible proposal here that at large should maintain pressure on finance for its financing of outreach activities and make it a key activity?
And in that, when you're being specific, we also need to pick up for more detailed disclosure. I am aware, of course, that the finance back end is changing, and it may be that a natural consequence of the finance back end changing in ICANN, that they will be able to give us much more detail as we've been asking for. But I think it would be reasonable for the work team to ask ALAC to make sure they stay on that game.
And may I ask another question, which is, do you think it might be worth also mentioning that the ALAC should refine the, as part of the standard strategic process, refine any application for funding or anything that comes from the RALOs in case they require the help? And I'm speaking here with regards to some regions not being not having the ability to write proposals in English in a way which is or express themselves in the same level as Anglo-Saxon countries, for example.
Thank you, and your French background is complicating my Australian one, because your use of the word refined had me confused. I believe you need facilitate and or assist.
Facilitator. Evan.
This is Evan. I just don't know at this point if we really need to do a lot of action on that. We've done an awful lot of initiative this year in trying to insert outreach activities into the ICANN financials, and... we still have yet to meet with them totally on this issue, so I'm not sure that there's a whole lot of new suggestions we can make until we see how the existing ones shake out.
Thank you, Evan. We are 10 minutes over time. We've got only 5 minutes left, I think. We can move on to the operational, but I would think that we're not going to go through the whole list.
Please, no.
And there's still much work to do, Seth. So what I would suggest is this will have to continue outside this meeting, and we will have to find some time, maybe tomorrow or the day after, or even the day after tomorrow. Seth, please.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Seth. I think that's absolutely fine with me. Certainly, the only thing I'd like to remind you of, Olivier, is that the presentation to the ALAC is, of course, on Thursday morning.
That'll be tomorrow.
Super.
Okay, it might affect, obviously, when we schedule this for future work to get done. Thanks.
Okay, right. I think if we even start on the operational plan, we're not going to achieve much. So a quick look through? Okay, there's a call from one of our regions for a quick look through. So I'm if you want to spend another 3 or 4 minutes, fine. I mean, let's just quickly look. We've had a flood on the left. So 5 points, if we go back to the left screen, we have 5.2, operational planning. And it's exactly the same thing as what we did with strategic planning. And all we have to look at now are the threats and the weaknesses. And I can't read anything on the right-hand side, I'm afraid. It's very strange. Right, I've got it here. At large, react slowly. Weaknesses. Well, that's something which I can work with. Minding the fact that we're so late. At large, react slowly. At large, maturity still not completely achieved. Translations, number is limited, delays exist. So at large, react slowly is something which I think we all know about, and I don't know what kind of recommendation could be made to the at large or to the ALAC rather than speed up or get on with it.
Olivier, I'd like to speak for a moment. Having now been at a handful of meetings and getting involved in some of the other policy things, I'd even take issue with the statement that we move slowly. Having seen the speed at which some of the other constituency bodies work, such as the GAC, the GNSO, and indeed the ICANN board itself, I have no apologies to make for the speed at which ALAC works.
Thank you, Evan. Cheryl and then Shiva. Cheryl.
Sorry, while I'm busy giggling, Cheryl here. I think what we need to make sure here is what that is saying. It's talking about at large. These are ALAC processes, the 15-person committee. ALAC does not work slowly. That's simply irrelevant. It's not an issue to the ALAC. It's an issue to the at large, right? And we do need to address that. But that's what ALAC needs to facilitate and assist the regions to do. So I don't see a recommendation to the ALAC on addressing this type of issue, and in fact many of the issues listed in this side, that shouldn't be continuous improvement in the following areas needs to be facilitated and encouraged. And it really is fairly neat, which is why I was less concerned about the time than you were.
Thank you, Cheryl. Shiva.
Yeah, okay, this is Shiva. We don't have to be content because other constituencies take a longer time. We don't have to be content with our speed. So what we can do is we have a process by which we have monthly meetings and sometimes everything waits for a month. And some of the issues can be decided quickly. Some of the policy inputs can be provided quickly. And what we can have is a weekly Skype chat to decide on issues that need a quick decision. And that could improve the process.
Thank you, Shiva. And I think that's already taking place. There are ALAC calls and there are ALAC XCOM calls.
Shiva, if we're talking about the ALAC,
There are very particular rules of procedure and mechanisms by which ALAC must come to its decisions. If we come to decisions in the absence of appropriate outside information and resource material from the regions and from the ALSs, we are not doing our job as well as we need to. That's why we need to facilitate the ALSs. If you want to have the regions and the ALSs, you know, constantly in contact so that they feed us the information, fantastic. But the ATLAC, the 15-person group, actually needs to gather and do high-end work with the input. They shouldn't be, and that's the criticism we had of them in the past, be 15 people thinking they know what the world thinks.
Exactly.
Right? So chatting amongst ourselves is all very friendly, but it's 15 people's opinion, and I personally think what we need to do is keep pushing it more and more out to the edges, not ivory tower ourselves.
Thank you, Cheryl. Tijani.
Is it the improvement of at-large or the improvement of ALAC? I think it's the at-large improvement. So we can't say that the ALAC is reacting slowly, but we can say that the other constituencies of at-large are reacting slowly.
Seth, do you want to?
No.
Okay, well, I think we've run out of time now, so I will adjourn this meeting. Thank you all for attending, and the next part is going to be the work team A, who I believe needs to start right away. Thank you.